Student loan interest. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A lot of borrowers have been waiting to hear when and how much they'll have to pay back, and an announcement is expected today from President Biden.
The precise details of the Biden plan, which we do know will include an income cap. Basically, it'll allow forgiveness of loans up to $125,000 in salary. But still, the plan hasn't been finalized, and the administration is still preparing to make the announcement. But we do know this. The Biden plan would, at least based on all of our reporting and the things that we do know, forgive up to about $10,000 in federal student loans for many Americans. It would also extend a pause on payments to January for those of you who do have loans right now.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Former President Trump's given till Friday by a federal judge to clarify his request for a neutral special master to review documents taken from his home in Florida by the FBI. A Senate showdown is set in Florida.
Congresswoman Val Demings winning the Democratic primary. The former Orlando police chief told supporters,
"We can do anything. We can do everything apart, divided. We can't do much."
This fall, she faces off against Republican Marco Rubio. He told his supporters,
"I have a message tonight to our Democrat friends that are out there. Your party has abandoned you."
And in Oklahoma, Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen has won the GOP Senate runoff. Mullen faces off against Democrat and former Congresswoman Kendra Horn for the unexpired term of the retiring Senator Jim Inhofe. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Airstrikes in Syria.
U.S. military officials announced Tuesday they carried out a strike against Iran-linked targets in Syria. Central Command says the strikes ordered by President Biden were intended to protect U.S. and coalition forces. The strikes targeted infrastructure facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
That's Fox's Sean Langell. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A Florida man is convicted of storming the Capitol last January 6th.
A federal judge returning the verdict Tuesday after a trial where 37-year-old William Reed and the government agreed upon a stipulated set of facts regarding his conduct. Reed posted a video on social media the afternoon of January 6th of people walking toward the Capitol with superimposed text stating, "Time to storm the Capitol." Prosecutors say Reed was among the first rioters to break through a police line. He eventually went inside and broke a TV and water cooler. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A new law in Arizona banning video recording within 8 feet of police is challenged in court by the American Civil Liberties Union.
Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed the measure just last month. Supporters say it allows police to do their jobs without interference. Opponents argue the law makes it more difficult to document potential police misconduct. Many cite the 2020 officer killing of George Floyd as an example.
Fox's Tom Graham. A new wave of COVID-19 testing, not for people.
This is House Call for Health. The Los Angeles County Department of Public Health is offering free COVID tests, but the move has some calling it a little controversial because the tests are for pets that may have been exposed. The initiative began on August 20th. The funding for the project comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists. There will be free testing sent out to facilities and centers through the county. Symptoms for animals are similar to those humans get: fever, coughing, tough time breathing, also sluggishness, sneezing, runny nose, vomiting, eye discharge, and loss of appetite. And of course, some animals are asymptomatic, meaning they have no symptoms. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Japan's prime minister says idled nuclear power plants will be restarted and the government will consider the development of smaller, safer nuclear reactors. Most of those plants were shut down in Japan after the Fukushima nuclear plant disaster in 2011 after an earthquake and tsunami. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.